This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Well, hi there. Welcome to this podcast. And love was definitely in the air with this next interview, let me tell you. As two young people about to get married, and the lovely Chelsea Chantel and Chris Martin actually played a song for me that Chelsea had actually written in her hotel room thinking about Chris. It's all romance on this particular podcast. Do enjoy it and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Our next guests who are joining us, we have Chelsea Chantel. Hello, Chelsea. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to see you. And we got Chris Martin.
Not from Coldplay.
No, I know. But you just told me he plays better than Chris Martin from Coldplay.
So, I would never boast that way.
Great to see you. So, Love is in the Air. Tell me this story about this song that you're going to be singing a bit later on and the significance.
Sure. So, Chris Martin over here is my fiancé.
Okay.
And this song that we're going to be performing for you today is a song I wrote for Chris as an open love letter.
Right.
And originally it was called Thank You. So it was like a thank you because I'm not the best at showing that sometimes, you know, for how much I appreciate him.
So it started off as a letter, did it?
Well, it was kind of. Kind of wrote it out loud to no music. I just wrote it like I was in an Airbnb on my own.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it just started to come out. So I was like, right, quick, record.
Really?
You know? Yeah. And then I asked my friend Jay Abbo, who you might have met before.
Yeah, I do know Jay very well.
I called him and I was like, I need chords. Send me chords.
Any chords. Yeah. Just major, minor, whatever. Just send me some chords.
Literally. So he added the chords on for me. And then I had something to then be able to continue writing the song.
Yeah.
I was like, when shall I release this song? And we're getting married, literally, in less than a month now.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, how cool would it be and how artist of me to have the song as our first dance. So I changed the lyrics to I Do.
You're blowing my mind.
So it's going to be our first dance.
So this song will be your first dance.
It will.
You wrote it in an Airbnb. You know, the lyrics came tumbling out and Jay sent along a pile of chords and it came to be. So we're going to hear that song very shortly. First of all, I want to find out a little bit more about you guys. Musically, how did you meet? Chris, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, well, basically, I used to be in a heavy metal band with a couple of my school friends.
Yeah.
And when I sort of had to get out of music and get a real job, my friend Dean managed to stay working within music, and Chelsea put up a post online to find a guitarist to start doing gigs with.
Mm-hmm.
He applied. I went along to support him, and that's how we met. And so,
stole his job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. No, I don't want that guitarist. Yeah. I want this guitarist.
This works far better looking.
If you don't mind, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you came, it was Louise, a great friend of mine, Louise, who comes on this show a lot, that's, you know, said, you've got to get Chantel on. Chelsea on. She's such
Shout
a
out.
Fantastic. Yeah, so Louise. Thank you, Louise, for that. Tell me about your musical journeys. I mean, music for you, where did it get started?
Oh, my goodness.
Chelsea.
I feel like I've just been singing my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, in the shower, stagecoach, school concerts. And then I thought I would never be able to do music as a career. So I actually studied tailoring.
Oh.
But right. That was too quiet for me. You know, sitting there sewing all day. That's not for me. So then, I don't know, I just thought, why not? Just try and get some gigs in a pub. And then from there, it just blossomed. And
yeah, and how did the journey to Dubai? I love to ask this question. Everybody's got a different journey to this beautiful city.
For sure. So let's go back to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like stitched everyone up a bit, really, didn't it? And we hadn't travelled in such a long time, and life was hard. And I thought, why don't we try and go for a working holiday in Dubai? This was like 3 years after the pandemic.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And we have a friend here, Lexi. You've also met Lexi.
Yes, there.
So we know Lexi from London. And I said to her, like, what's it like in there? What's it like in Dubai? And she said, come try it out. And she said, come more towards the festive season. So we came out for what was supposed to be 10 weeks. That's everyone's famous last words
in
Dubai.
Yeah, and I'm still here.
Literally.
Yeah.
And we just stayed on, and yeah. Life's good here. So that's our story about coming to Dubai.
What a beautiful story it is as well. Right then, we're going to hear this song, and it's once again, it's going to be the first dance. Where are you getting married? Tell me some details about that.
Getting married back in the UK.
All right.
Henley-on-Thames. Mm.
Is it posh there? It sounds it.
It is posh. We're not posh.
Sounds like swans are going to be floating by you.
Probably
you know.
Will, yeah. The Queen has received their invite.
Yeah. I mean, a little fun fact. There's a festival there called the Henley Festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's literally the same weekend we're getting married. So hopefully it'll be all hustle and bustle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Henley. That's where we get married.
So all the family's going to be coming to the wedding, I'm sure. Yeah.
For sure.
Awesome. Okay, well, take it away, guys. What's the song called again?
It's called I Do.
It's called I Do, which is the perfect wedding song, isn't it? And once again, it's going to be Chelsea and Chris who are tying the knot to this tune and performing it as well, I'm guessing. Take it away, guys. Off we go live on Dubai Eye 103.8.
And me, baby, against the world, it's a yes, not a no, or maybe. And now you'll do anything for me, and I just wanna say, yeah. I do, 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 do. Ooh. I do, 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 do. Ooh. You bring me coffee in bed. Help me when I'm filled with dread. You're my shoulder to cry on. My best friend I rely on. You clean up all of the mess. With you I have no regrets. You're my favorite person, bringing out the best version of me. Do, 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 do.
Beautiful
what
is that?
Eh?
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, it was your lucky day when you went along with your mate. Tell yeah,
me,
met a singer
me
like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know, and that's the thing. What's so funny is that Chelsea has never had any formal education in music or anything. She was
doesn't
born
need it.
With this.
Yeah, tremendous this voice.
And yeah, what an amazing thing to be able to
yeah,
share with the world.
You can share in
know?
It now, yeah, mm, can't you?
Exactly.
Right, we're going to come back and we're going to find out where we can maybe see you playing around town. I know you do a lot of work, a lot of gigs. And find out a little bit more about the wedding as well.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
We just heard that brilliant song called I Do, written by Chelsea Chantel, who's going to becoming Chelsea Martin? Is that, or
well,
is that the real name or is that a stage name?
That's actually my real name.
Yeah?
Chelsea is my first, Chantel's my middle, and then my last name is Rosinski.
Okay.
So we're going to do Rosinski Martin because we're going to be modern.
So where can we see you playing around town? I know I see you cropping up on lots of social media in different venues. Any residences?
We do, yeah. So yeah? I'm recently just started performing at Josette.
Okay.
Have you heard of Josette?
No, where's that?
Where is it? DIFC. And it's like a parade. Parisian.
Yeah. Okay.
Venue. It's really cool. Like, that's cool. I walk around and sing to tables and all that jazz.
Yeah.
But then together, we actually have our own band called Coalescence Duo.
Right.
So I want to give that a little shout out.
Yeah.
You can explain a bit more about what it is. But before, we perform at The Nice Guy for the brunch.
Okay.
Have you been yet?
No.
But you need to
I
come.
Need to go.
The pizza's where it's at with The Nice Guy.
Exactly.
So tell me more about your duo.
Basically, what we've done is I've tried to incorporate a huge sound just into us two.
Yeah.
So I use like Ableton Live and I've built a whole project that's got a bunch of different loopers in it, and it allows me to record my guitar, make it sound like a bass, record the bass,
mm-hmm.
play some keys, play some horns, play some strings and
nice.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also Chelsea has the ability to loop her voice, so she becomes her own backing vocalist.
Oh, right.
And we get this real full
sound.
So
we've got backing vocals coming out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus I can do things like special effects and sound effects and all these kind of like
And what cool kind of stuff are you doing? What kind of material are you
A
doing?
A lot of stuff that we're doing is kind of, it's kind of modern poppy
R&B,
kind of R&B. It's a mixture of everything, but it's
what, Rihanna type just, stuff?
Yeah, we've got some Rihanna.
Got some Ariana
Rihanna. Grande, maybe.
Yeah, got some old schools in there as well, like
yeah, exactly.
TLC, Whitney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chelsea does a very good Whitney.
Yeah. It sounds, sure. I mean, this technology, I mean, in my day, it was sequencers. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah.
And you're messing about. Oh, no. I mean, it sounds like a really cool piece of kit.
It's currently still kind of in the prototype stage.
Yeah,
I've kind of got some custom foam built that's allowed me to incorporate some tablets and stuff like that, and we're running in-ear monitors. I'm wireless on the guitar as well, so I can now kind of go around the venue and give a couple of people a solo and things like that.
Right.
And
I'll tell you what, I'm going to get Patrick to leave his classic V guitar. And you know, you can go around the restaurant.
I'll look the part in that for sure.
So it sounds fantastic.
It's
and
really
you're
cool.
obviously very happy together and, you know, working together as well. It's the perfect combination. You're like the modern day carpenters.
Exactly. The girl of my dreams over here. You know what I mean? I am extremely lucky. Yeah.
Yeah, so are you excited for going home? I'm sure the family are very excited for
excited.
Coming wedding.
Excited, but also stressed.
Yeah.
Wedding planning is very stressful, especially when
you're
not
doing
in the country.
In another country.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can imagine. And that, are you going to eventually put that song out so people can download it?
Yeah, so the song is currently in my producer, Adam Russ's hands, and he has been mixing it. And it will be out on the 19th of July, so the week after our wedding.
Mm-hmm. And do you write a lot of original stuff as well? Was that just a one-off purely because of, you know, the way you felt?
I mean, to be honest, I would like to write more,
yeah.
but I feel like busy schedule doesn't allow it right now.
Yeah.
But there is more to come, and writing definitely happens. It normally happens when I'm driving in a car,
because
I feel like that's the time your mind can actually start to think.
Yeah, you kind of go on autopilot, and then other things are allowed to happen, aren't they? You know?
So that's how I write my music normally. So there will be more. I'm hoping to have an EP come out. So.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Congratulations on the song. It's an absolute beauty. I really, really enjoyed hearing it. And let's hope there is going to be more. Social media, guys, if we want to follow your duo or your solo.
So let's do solo first.
Yeah.
Chelsea Chantel, spelt with a Y, not an A. And then our coalescence duo, you can spell it.
CoalescenCe duo.
Is there a significance?
Just the idea that it's the coming together of different styles and different technologies and all this kind of stuff to create one huge whole sound.
Right.
That was the idea behind it. But that was before we realised how much of a pain in the backside it is to spell, you know.
Anyway, we'll see. What is it again?
CoalescenCe.
All right, I'll get our producers to find that for us. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. We wish you the best of luck for the forthcoming wedding.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.